Okay, good morning everybody. Here we are in Parashat Shemini. So I'd like to take a look at a particular halacha which has connection to this week's parasha. Although, if you would read through the parasha from beginning to end, you won't find it there anywhere openly. So it's there, the Derech HaRemez. What am I referring to? Let's take a look at a few psukim, then we'll look what Chazal say on the basis of these psukim. We have twice mentioned in this week's parasha the idea of lahavdil, to separate. Havdal, make a separation. It's written twice in this week's parasha. Once at the conclusion of the episode of Nadav and Avihu, who went into the Mishkan when they were after having drunk wine, when they were inebriated. After having drunk wine, they went into the Beit Hamikdash, into the Mishkan, and there, subsequently, the Torah gives us the halachos of not entering the Mishkan, Shesuya Yai, having drunk wine, and the Torah sees that parasha with the words, Ula Havdil, Bein HaKodesh, Bein HaKol, to separate between Kodesh and Kol, Bein HaTomeh, Bein HaTor, between that which is Tomeh, that which is Tor. A similar wording of Pasuk is found right at the end of the parasha, after concluding the whole topic of the Ma'achomis Asturais, the types of species that are permitted to eat, those that are forbidden to eat. Again, it's the word of Lahavdil. Lahavdil bein hatome ubein hator. Now the Gemara in the Sefer Shmos takes these two Lahavdil psukim in one, as one group. And so if we have here Lahavdil, in the first one, Lahavdil bein hakodesh ubein hakol ubein hatome ubein hator. We have in the second one, Lahavdil bein hatome ubein hator. And then, that right takes us to the end of Parshas Shemini, and the beginning of the following Parsha is Parshas Tazria. Isha ki Tazria v'yol lo zohar. We hear about somebody whose wife conceives and gives birth to a zohar, to a male child. So on the basis of this, says the Gemara, third thing on the sheet, Omer Rav Chiya bar Abba, Omer Rav Yochanan, kol ha-mavdil al hayayin b'moitzoi shabbosis. Somebody who is particular about havdol on wine, on Motishas. Havi and Loi, Bonim Tsukhoi. Will be Zoya to have male children. Yechsiv, Lahavdil Bein HaKodesh Bein HaKol. It says in the earlier of these two, Lahavdil Psukim Bein HaKodesh Bein HaKol. Yechsiv, Hosom, the Lahavdil reverberates again at the end of the parasha Bein HaTomei Bein HaTomei. And then, the Tomei's way, the next parasha Isho Ki Sazri. So the Gemara makes this type of drosha, Lahavdil bein hakodesh bein hakol, to separate between kodesh and kol. It connects it with the beginning of next week's parasha, Isha ki Tazria v'yol lo zohar. And it tells us that somebody who is particularly careful about havdalah, it says the chus to have children born into kol. So the Gemara is taking the earlier apostles, Lahavdil bein hakodesh bein hakol, to separate between kodesh and kol, to be at least a certain rebbe's to the mitzvah of Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. Lahavdil bein HaKodesh bein HaKol, to separate between Kodesh and Chol. This is the Kodesh of Shabbos, the Chol of weekday, and it's taking it as a remez to Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos. And then it tells us this added point for somebody who's particular in that is very much what's written at the beginning of next week's parasha to have one of the just in parentheses, that's all that it was asked to Chaim Kanievsky. You know, we've seen many people who made Havdalah week in, week out, and weren't very fair to volumes of Hoyle. So
everybody makes
a double
every week.
Yeah, we hope so. Yeah. So what's the great that?
Now, I would have thought that instead of saying that on why, if you want to make a connection, anybody makes that double, what we have on is Hoyle. Why the why?
Well, so there's a certain added stress over here. Something particular to make it on why, and it might be to the exclusion of maybe other ways of making Havdalah that are more less preferred, like to make it on some Adina, or just to satisfy oneself with saying Havdalah in the Tfilah.
But you think of the wine,
but even so,
you think the wine is to exclude some Adina or something like that?
I don't know. So he said that, you know, it could be, there could be all sorts of other cheshbonos that may be coming to play. It could be that somebody's also done some avera whereby it sort of cancels out and puts, etc. So we can't always go to the Shabbat. It just means that the Segulas are brilliant when it's not a lot of problems. Anyway, I didn't want so much to focus on that angle of this member of Chazal. I want to look more at the topic of whether indeed Havdalah is a mitzvah deraita, is it a mitzvah derabbanan. Over here we're seeing Chazal basing it on this pasuk Lahavdil Bein HaKodesh Bein HaKodesh. If Havdalah truly is a deraita or a derabbanan, what possible ramifications that might have. Now let's begin the stage before that. We know that the mitzvah of Kiddush on Friday night, the mitzvah of Kiddush is a mitzvah deraita. Probably the precise form how we do it with a bracha on a kodesh, etc., is fixed by Chazal. But the essence of the mitzvah to make a statement which marks the beginning of Shabbat and mekadesh the Shabbat is a mitzvah deraita, and it is based upon the pasuk Zotay es yoyim haShabbos mekadshoy, about which Chazal says, "Vachreinu b'kinisosoy," make mention of it when it comes in, mark it as being a holy day, Zohar Yom HaShabbos Kepacho, that pasuk is Mechayavas, a mitzvah deraita of Kiddush. Now let's take a look what the Rambam writes when he records the mitzvah of Kiddush. This is the Rambam, the fourth thing on the sheet. Mitzvahs are saying in our Torah, it is a positive mitzvah in our Torah, Lechadish is Yom HaShabbos Kepacho, to sanctify the Yom HaShabbos Kepacho with words, with a statement. Shenema Zohar, remember or mark Yom HaShabbos Kepacho, Koloima, meaning to say, Zohareinu, remember it, mark it, Zachiras Shvach the Kiddush, by words of praise and sanctification. But sorry for Zohareinu, now let's pay close attention, he says one needs to mark it, beginning Zohareinu, when it comes in, ubiyasi offering, and when it goes out. Bikinisoso the kiddush hayom, when it comes in by making the kiddush hayom, ubiyasi offering, when it goes out, bahavdom, with havdom. So it appears in the Rambam that both kiddush and havdalah are doiraisi. Furthermore, simple reading of the Rambam is that both of these mitzvahs, Kiddush and Havdalah, are aspects of the mitzvah Zohar es Yom HaShabbos Bekacho. They're included in marking the Yom HaShabbos. So to mark the Yom HaShabbos, Rambam says, don't just mark it when it comes in, mark it as being Kodesh when it goes, when it leaves. So then also you make a demarcation between the Kodesh and the Chol. Now let's have a look at the Porsche of Rambam, the Magid Mishnah, raises a question over there. He asks, "But Amar Gah, to be Gemara, Perik Arvei Pesachim, in the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim, where this matter is discussed, Ein Shom Elo Zachreinu Al Hayayin Bikini Sos." Ask the Magid Mishnah, if we look back in these falls of the Gemara, where the Gemara tells us this point, that Zachar Yisrael Mashavah Tetacho means Kiddush, the Gemara makes no mention of marking the Shabbos beis yosef. It just says Zohar is Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. That means to say, Zohareinu b'kinisosoy, make mention of it, mark it, be mekadesh it when it comes in. The Gemara doesn't say mark it when it goes out. Where did the Rambam get that from? It doesn't say in the Gemara when we darshan from Zohar is Yom HaShabbos Lekacho. It only says Zohareinu b'kinisosoy, make mention of it when it comes in. When it comes in, where did the Rambam get it from to say also mark it when it goes out? What is the source of Chazal for this? Answer to the Magid Mishnah. You're right. In the Gemara in Tzachim, where it makes a drasha from Zohar Yisrael Shabbos Mekachoy, there is no mention of marking Shabbos when it goes out. So the Magid Mishnah, Mikol Makom Yalpin, let you know where we learn it from. A different source. Midichvim Kula Havdil. You know where we get it from, says the Magid Mishnah. We learn it from this Gemara which we began with. Lahavdil bein HaKodesh and bein HaChol, where the Gemara says, somebody in particular in the midst of Havdalah, he's Zoyche to Banim Zacharim, etc., etc. That Gemara that we began with, Lahavdil bein HaKodesh and bein HaChol, that is the source of Havdalah. That's where the Rambam is getting it from, that Havdalah is deraita. So, simple reading of Magid Mishnah, that Kiddush comes from Zohar Yisrael Mashabbos Bekacho, that's one thing. Havdalah doesn't come from Zohar and Siyam HaShabbos for Kachan, because the Gemara doesn't have a say Zohreinu Bikinistosve Ubi Ziyoto. It comes from a different source. It comes from the Havdil Bein HaKodesh Ubein HaKodesh, to separate between Kodesh and between Chol. Now, if that is the source, that will bring us to a few most fascinating Mechudish Dikah points, which is bring out more sharply what it means to say that the source is not from Zohar Yisrael HaShabbos HaKadosh, it is from this drasha, Lahavdil Bein HaKodesh Ubein HaChol. And we'll bring out two Chidushim that the Achronim say. The first one is pointed out by the Chasam Sofer. We'll leave it inside and let's explain it outside. What will be, we know that there's many occasions when we make Havdalah. Most classic, regular Havdalah is obviously from Shabbos to weekday. Right, we have also Shabbos, we have also Havdalah from Yom Tov to weekday. And we have even Havdalah from Shabbos to Yom Tov. Says the Chasam Sofer, if the source for Havdalah is from Lahavdil Bein HaKodesh Ubein HaChol, to separate between that which is Kodesh and that which is Chol, so I'm going to tell you a Chiddush. That even though the Rambam says that Havdalah is Doraita, you have to be aware that won't be by every single Havdalah. Havdalah from Shabbos to Chol might be Doraita, but Havdalah from Shabbos to Yom Tov won't be Doraita. Because where the Havdil Bein HaKodesh Bein HaChol, that will only be a Havdalah Derabbon. Have you said? Let's come to that. That's the next stage. What about from Yom Tov to Chol? But let's give a little word of introduction. What about the stage before that? What about Kiddush on Yom Tov? Is Kiddush on Yom Tov Derabbon? So there are Gedolei Achronim, who say that even though Kiddush of Shabbos is Doraita, but the Kiddush of Yom Tov is not Doraita. And why is that? Because where is Kiddush learned from, as we said? The idea of Kiddush is learned from a pasuk in Shabbos. Zohar es yoy HaShabbos LeKadosho. There is no pasuk in Yom Tov. So unless you'll be able to say to me that somehow or other, by some means of drosha, this drosh is expanded, learnt across to Yom Tov somehow or other. But the more simple way, this is what the Magen Mishnah and the Magen Rambam say, that it's not. It's not learnt across, and the takana of Kiddush on Yom Tov is only the Rambam. Because Kiddush is based on Zohar Yisrael HaShabbos HaKadosho, no such topic by Yom Tov, when Mela were left with the position that Kiddush on Yom Tov is only the Rambam. And now let's come to what Rabbeinu brought up. Come up with something which sounds a little ironical. It will come out like this. If we say that the source of Havdalah is Lahavdil Bein HaKodesh Bein HaChol, not like Kiddush. Kiddush is learned from Zohar Yisrael HaShabbos HaKadosho. Havdalah is learned from Lahavdil Bein HaKodesh Bein HaChol. So we'll come out with something a little ironic. Kiddush on Yom Tov will only be the Rabbalah. But you could posit that Havdalah on Yom Tov, Havdalah will be the Rabbalah. Havdalah of Yom Tov will be there, right? Why? Because Havdalah is not from Zohar Yisrael HaShabbos HaKadosho. The source of Mitzvot Havdalah is from the pasuk in this week's parasha, Lahavdil Bein HaKodesh Ubein HaChol. So if it's Lahavdil Bein HaKodesh Ubein HaChol, there's no nafkamina. Whether we're talking about Shabbos, we're talking about Yom Tov, doesn't say anything about Shabbos. It just says to separate between Kodesh and Chol. So that pasuk will apply equally well across the board, whether we're talking about Havdalah from Shabbos to Chol or from Yom Tov to Chol. It's all Havdalah from Kodesh to Chol. So all Havdalahs, except Havdalah of Shabbos to Yom Tov, all Havdalahs between a Kodesh and a Chol will be there. So even though Kiddush of Yom Tov would be the Rabbanon, Havdalah of Yom Tov would be there.
Okay, is that the Aaron
accepted
Havdalah from even from Shabbos
or
from is always the
right? No, I'd like to come back to that more in a second. So this is all really only, everything we've said is a sort of expansionary discussion within the Shitta of the Rambam, who holds that Havdalah is the right. But many Rishonim disagree and hold that Havdalah is only the Rabbah. But let's just come back to one final point in the Shitta of the Rambam himself. Everything we've said till now is based upon the understanding that in the Rambam, Havdalah is learned from this pasuk, Lahavdil Bein HaKodesh Bein HaChol, is not learned from Zohar Yisrael HaShabbos HaKadosho. And that is what the Magen Mishnah explained. But the truth is that a simple reading of the words of the Rambam that we began with do not give us this implication, do not give us this hint that Havdalah is learned from a completely separate pasuk. We began with reading the Rambam where he tells us, Zohar is Yemah Shabbos Lekad, shall we? Zohar Eyum, Pikini Sosar Yubiyat Tzihosar. He makes mention of it when it comes in, when it goes out. Doesn't sound like he's saying that it's learned from a separate pasuk. Sounds like it's all included in Zohar is Yemah Shabbos Lekad. Only the Magen Mishnah asked on that, if you recall, and we asked in the Gemara of Pesachim, just says Zohar Eyum, Pikini Sosar, it doesn't say the Tzihosar, the way the Rambam get it from. So the Magen Mishnah made it a separate Makor. But other Makor Shia Rabba suggests that in fact the Rabba had a different Gilsa in the Gemara. And in the Rabba's Gemara, Zohar Yisim HaShavos Bekacho didn't just say Zohreyu Bikini Soto like it says in our Gemara. It says Zohreyu Bikini Soto Ubi Yisdi Osoy. Make mention of both Bikini Soto and Bi Yisdi Osoy, and it is all part of Zohar Yisim HaShavos Bekacho. In fact, the whole mitzvah, the mitzvah of Zohar Yisim HaShavos Bekacho, even the Chayavas, to make mention of Shabbos when it comes in, when it goes out, both of them are included in the mitzvah of Zohar Yisim HaShavos Bekacho. Okay, I'd like to come now to some slightly more practical points in mitzvahs Havdalah, which I'd like to relate to this question of whether Havdalah is a writer like the Rambam, or the Rambam like the other Rishonim. So one of the practical points which relates to this is the following question, which can be quite relevant on a practical level, is whether ladies are obliged to make the mitzvah of Havdalah. Now let's just explain more sharply what we mean. There's quite a well-known idiom that ladies don't drink from the kut of Havdalah. They don't drink the wine. That's something which is based on the Kabbalah, it's not. Suitable is not fitting for ladies to drink from the place of Havdalah for whatever reason. They don't drink from the cup of Havdalah. But let's discuss the stage before that, before who's going to drink that cup. Are they obliged in the mitzvah of Havdalah? So we'll see, if we'll take a look in short lorikot on the second side of the sheet. Noshim chayovois v'Havdalah k'shem shechayovois v'kiddush. Short lorikot writes, first opinion in short lorikot, ladies are obliged to make Havdalah, just like they are obliged to make kiddush. V'yesh mi shechayit, but there is an opinion who disagrees and says the ladies are not obliged to make Havdalah. So we have these two opinions. First opinion says they are obliged. Second opinion says they are not obliged. Says the Ramah, so therefore what's the final ruling? Okay, lo yavdilu la'atzma. Therefore, recommended practice is that ladies don't make Havdalah themselves. Rak yishmu Havdalah min ha'anashim. Rather they should hear Havdalah from a man. Because we have this, that locus are they chayim, but they're not chayim, so therefore the recommendation is, lo yavdilu la'atzmam, don't make Havdalah themselves, rather they should hear it from somebody else. Now let's understand a little bit, so what is this discussion based on? These two studim, Nashim are chayim, they're not chayim, what does it have to do with, what is the reason, what is the background to the discussion? So I put on the sheet some of the Mishnah Berurah. Nashim chayomit, so what's the... Oh, it's on the second side. Second side, a little bit down. Mishnah Berurah. Noshim chayomis. So the first bullet point, Noshim chayomis. Why are ladies, what would be the reason that they're chayim? Explains the Mishnah Berurah. Aval gav davi mitzvah shehaz man kilomer. Even though you're going to ask me, Havdalah is a time-bound mitzvah, which ladies are normally exempt. Devadine shabbos, ish ve isha shabbos. Because normally, in most halachas of Shabbos, men and ladies are obliged equally. The ittish zohar and shomer, the negative commandments, the positive commandments of Shabbos, all go together. Which was done with Reish Tum and Reish Aleph. The Havdalah, nami bechlal zohar. And Havdalah is included in the mitzvah of zohar, the mandala Havdalah dvato. So because Havdalah is the part of the mitzvah of zohar, in the same way ladies are chayim to make kiddush, they're chayim to make Havdalah, it's all included in that same one mitzvah. Therefore, they are chayim. So first of all, if it's Zoraita and it's included in Zohar, is that the Mishnah? And according to that, ladies are chayav, because they're chayav in the Mishnah. Kiddush, they're chayav also in Zohar. Then in the next point, the Hilul of Abdullah, Abdullah the Rabbanon, even if we'll say Abdullah is the Rabbanon, we could still say that they're chayav. Zobi is a Kiddush, Tik Nuah, even though it's a Sakonat Chazal. So you might say, separate to Zohar, it's Yavash Abdullah Kacha. It's a Mishnah Sateish as Mam's Rabbanon. So why do they be chayav? We could posit that Chazal instituted it with the same Gedolim, with the same characteristics as Havdol. So that's all chat in the first opinion that they use Zakai. But Yeshmi Shechoy Nitzvure, the second opinion says, that Havdol, Kimchi Bechoyl, since Havdol is made in the weekday, it's not made on Shabbos, and it's a little bit on the Dine Shabbos, we don't connect it to the Halachos of Shabbos. The Bechlal, our mitzvah Shabbos, Mandrom, the Noshim Peturis. The Noshim are exempt. So that's the Shabbat. Is it part of Zohar? That's the first opinion. Part of Zohar is the Shabbat of the culture, and therefore ladies are high. Certainly if it's the Raisa, and maybe even if it's the Rabbanon, all the Chazal instituted it similar fashion to Kiddush at their time. Or maybe not. Maybe it's a completely separate institution, since it's part of the Halachos of Chol in principle, and therefore they're not high. So therefore, the bottom line is, ideally, they hear it from a man. The next good point is the Mishnah Berurah speaks out that there are opinions that even if they're not obliged, it could be even if they're not obliged, but maybe they can still make the bracha if they want to. So therefore, the final ruling as regards ladies making the Havdalah is that although ideally they shall hear it from a man, if for some reason it's not possible, then they can make Havdalah themselves. And in that scenario, they will also drink from the cup of Havdalah. In that scenario, we will forego the Indian that ladies don't normally drink from the cup of Havdalah. If a lady is by herself and there's nobody else to make Havdalah for her, she should indeed make Havdalah and she should drink from the cup of the Havdalah.
Yeah, that's a given reason why a woman shouldn't drink, even though they're not tired.
It's from drinking from the cup. Yeah. The Indian not drinking from the cup is Alpi Kabbalah. It's an Indian, not related to our Halakhic discussion. So, well, normally we try to avoid it, but if you're in a situation where she has to make Havdalah, because there's nobody else to make it, if she's also going to drink from the cup, you have to forego the Kabbalistic Indian. There's one other final shayla which I'm not going to go into, but I'd just like to mention it, and it has some relation to our discussion. Very interesting shayla, which is what will be the din of a bar mitzvah boy who becomes bar mitzvah, who becomes bar chiyuva on a Sunday, on a motzei Shabbos. Yeah. So is he?
Why can't really be standing up every day around talking about Sunday night? Motzei Shabbos is easy for him.
No. I mean Sunday, i.e. motzei Shabbos, he becomes bar mitzvah. Becomes bar mitzvah on motzei Shabbos. So, on Shabbos, he was a kohen. On Motzei Shabbos, he becomes a gadol. Shabbos is a kohen, Motzei Shabbos he becomes a gadol. So, is his chiyuv in Havdalah, if we will posit that generally Havdalah is d'oraisa, is his chiyuv in Havdalah a chiyuv d'oraisa or a chiyuv d'rabbanan? Is do we say
because his Shabbos was the Rabbanon?
His Shabbos was the Rabbanon. On Sunday, he is now chayav in mitzvahs kagodah. So do we say that since his Shabbos was only the Rabbanon, so everything which springs from Shabbos can also only be the Rabbanon? Or do we say that the chiyuv of Havdalah is in principle a chiyuv of Sunday, and that he's chayav? He's chayav with a d'oraisa. And then Afkamina obviously is, can he be mutzi? Can he be mutzi or not? So if you'll say, it could maybe, this might be final work, and it could be maybe mocking to make it taller on the two makoris that we said. But if you'll say, lo, from Zohar Yisema Shabbos Mekatra, that really is a cube of Shabbos, Zohar Yisema Shabbos Mekatra. So, could even be according to the Rabbam, the Ikka time for Abdullah in the last minutes of Shabbos. So if that springs from Shabbos, then maybe it's chiyuv now, it's not the true chiyuv of the right. If you'll say it's from the Havdalah, maybe that's a chiyuv of Chol. But I just wanted to mention that child out of the point. We'll stop here for today. Wish you all a good day.